This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Muslim immigrants and visitors are responsible for killing more Americans on American soil than the combined militaries of Imperial Japan and Nazi Germany. That statistic from David French helps put in context the debate we should be having about radical Islam. Although Muslims in America make up a small fraction of the American population, a few within their religion are responsible for more terror deaths than any other group. Now, David French reminds us, whenever a politician suggests restrictions or additional scrutiny of Muslim immigrants, many recoil in shock and horror. Anytime there's a terror attack, we can be sure there'll be a spokesman rushing to the microphones to assure us that there is no connection to international terror. The reaction might be linked to a concern that any fear of a terror attack might help the Trump campaign for the presidency. But David French explains that the desperation long ago predated the Trump candidacy. The desperation is born out of the realization that facing the facts about the Islamic world threatens the absurd ideology of diversity. It's time we face some facts. As I've documented in previous commentaries, the data from Pew Research shows that 100 million Muslims in the world have sympathy for terrorists like Osama bin Laden, and hundreds of millions support Sharia law and the most radical forms of Islamic teaching and indoctrination. That is why David French argues that it is reasonable to implement ideological litmus tests for Muslims traveling from jihadist regions. We implemented such tests during the Cold War because there was a national security threat. Mass migration from jihadist regions of the world poses a similar threat. We should also enlist the support of moderate Muslims in this country and in other countries to address the jihadist threat and reduce the reach of jihadist ideology. America faces a great threat. That is why we must face the facts about Muslim immigrants. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Thanks to Citizens United Productions and their movie Torchbearer, Duck Commander Phil Robertson argues the absurdity of life without God, not yet rated, in theaters October 7th. TorchbearerMovie.com.